As the summer draws to a close, Berkshire County has been hit with a massive surge in its mosquito population. As the swarms thicken and reports of West Nile virus emerge, WAMC checked in with Berkshire Mosquito Control Project Superintendent Christopher Horton. In addition to explaining the approach to combating the threat, Horton also offered advice for residents looking to protect themselves from bites and gave his best estimate for when the county will be free of the pests.
August 18th, we had some river flooding. Those mosquitoes developed for about a week and then emerged, and it took them about a week to get into people's neighborhoods and where they live, and now people are experiencing a lot of mosquitoes.
So that's been accompanied by reports of West Nile virus in the testing that you've done. Is that correct?
That's right. This is a record year for us for West Nile virus isolations, but the species that emerged from the river flooding isn't the same species that we found the high levels of West Nile virus in.
So which species is this?
Okay, so the species that we're monitoring for West Nile virus is Culex pipiens and Culex restuans. And the species that, the predominant species that emerged from the river flooding is Acleritatus trivittatus. So that species basically lays eggs in river oxbows and floodplain, and the eggs lay dormant until you get river flooding, and then they all start to develop on the same day, and they all emerge on the same day. So it's a pretty big event when the river goes over, you know, the Housatonic River goes over out here.
If you had to estimate in numbers how many mosquitoes we're talking about from a breed like that, what are we looking at?
The numbers are astronomical. I don't think anybody could really calculate the number, but I can tell you that this past week we were in locations where within a minute's time you would be bitten 50 times probably. and we also had, we trapped these mosquitoes to see what the level is. That gives us a general idea of how many there are. So a trap that simulates an animal that the mosquito would want to bite, we had, you know, one caught 1,500 and the other caught over 2,000 in a single night. So there are a lot of mosquitoes out there.
So with the second species emerging and the threat of West Nile virus and the sheer numbers that you're talking about, how does your approach to mosquito control change?
It means more work. And when we get the river flooding, it's a large-scale event. Our larval control basically doesn't apply when we get a river flood like that because the scope is just too big for us. So what we do is we focus on adult control and we increase our applications and increase our scope, but we have limits.
So by that you mean spraying, is that correct?
That's right, truck-mounted, ultra-low volume spraying.
That's been the subject of some controversy in the county. How do you feel like this changes the conversation? Does it change the conversation?
I think there are people who think that the spray application has some risk, and for those people, I don't think that their opinion is going to change. But for people who don't see the spray application as having risk, and the fact that we have high levels of West Nile virus, and the fact that there are high mosquito populations, is I think that's a real concern for a lot of people.
For some who don't like the notion of their homes being sprayed, they're allowed to opt out of the spraying program. Have you seen those numbers rise or fall from the average this year?
No. Actually, there are very few people who opt out. I mean, we have advertised continually, in this project, in all of our press releases and any kind of interaction with the public, we have continually advertised the opt-out option, and it's a very simple process. It's a automated form on a state website, and we haven't had big numbers for that. We're under 100 no-spray requests, and I'm sure we're over 100,000 people in population out here.
So with this new outbreak and with these high numbers, what parts of the county are being hit the hardest?
the places that really get hit hard with these flood mosquitoes are where the topography is flat. So you're talking about where the river slows down and it meanders through a plain. So Pittsfield down through Lenox, Lee, Stockbridge, and Sheffield. So these are the towns that are really seeing high mosquito numbers now.
What's your advice for Berkshire residents who are trying to avoid mosquitoes on their own?
My advice is to avoid, basically, there are going to be mosquitoes for the foreseeable future. So, you know, in terms of we're at moderate risk for West Nile virus, so people really want to be aware of mosquitoes around them. So you want to avoid the spots where mosquitoes are going to be. You know, any environment near a wetland or shaded, cooler environment. In general, the mosquitoes want to stay in a shaded or moist environment. So open spaces, spaces with good airflow, cover yourself up, long sleeves, long trousers, and use insect repellent. Basically, you want to choose a repellent with an EPA label on it. That means that the product has been proven to do the job that it is labeled for.
When can we expect to see the mosquito levels drop?
The species that's emerged, Aclarotatus trivittatus, its lifespan is going to be 4 to 5 weeks. So that's a long time. In every town in this county is not a member town, and these mosquitoes have a flight range. So I would think that we're going to have significant mosquito populations until the end of the season, which is a hard freeze.